Other people's problems, your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, relationship rehab is where somebody's got something going on, and maybe you can help out because you've been in this situation, or you just have some general advice.
Right.
Yeah, we'd like to hear from you. Here's what's going on. We got an email from our buddy Lance, who says, "Hey, Marco and Krista, love your show. Love the music here on Jams, too. Now, it's funny that I mentioned the word love because I'm actually having trouble in the love department. It's a little embarrassing, but I hope you guys can help out. I'm the type of guy who likes having women in his life. Lots of women. Like to, just have a good time. Lately, though, every woman I've met has been put off by my crying after sex."
I'm sorry, what?
"Crying after sex. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if it, I don't know. Oh, I know that it may sound strange. It's not like I'm in pain or I'm emotional or anything, but they're just always tears streaming from my face when we get done. It would be a big deal if I was, if it wasn't messing with my sex life, but every woman now looks at me a little weird afterwards. I even had one call me a big old you-know-what last week." Can't really say that word on the radio. Okay. Edit that out. Nice. "Anyway, it was bizarre. I just want to know if any men or women out there have had to deal with the same struggle. Maybe any tricks. And if there aren't, maybe I can find some women who are into guys who climax." And I guess he's using, instead of climax, he's saying crimax. "Can you guys help at all?"
Yes.
Now, you did the liberty of looking up crimax. It's an actual thing. There's an actual Facebook
a real thing.
Group called Crimaxing. And apparently, it's a bunch of guys.
Just a bunch of dudes that are crying. They're just miserable, unhappy men.
Well, they're not miserable, but they just cry when sex happens.
Yes.
Now, some guys cry, because the sex is so good. Maybe. I don't know why. I don't know why you would cry.
I don't know. They're saying just like an orgasm, it releases emotional, tears for men.
Hmm.
Yeah.
321-0931.
I don't think personally I could. I think I would be mortified. I'd be like, "Oh my god, so did you get done? You? Did
you've been
I
out on a you? Date with a guy a couple of different times.
Yeah.
You finally go home. You're doing the thing. You do it. It was seemed good for you. He starts
That's
crying.
Right.
Your first thought
That's
is
right.
what?
I broke him. Yeah. That's why I could never date guys that were skinnier than me, because that's what I was afraid of.
Yeah.
They just break in half.
All right. Well, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for maybe I'd like to see if there's a girl out there if this happened to you where you just got done
I
and
do
the guy
too.
Started crying.
Yeah.
321-0931. We want to hear from you. Lance is actually listening right now for your advice. So we'd like to hear that as well. Let's get to Reggie this morning. What's up, Reggie?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing good, man. We're doing good. So, it looks like Lance cries after sex. Now women are calling him names, and it seems like it's not going well for him.
Poor guy.
What do you think? Have you ever cried after sex? Do you know what crimaxing even is?
I have never done it, but I've heard of it. I've definitely heard of this before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like a natural response, I guess, to it's just like kind of like an emotional thing, obviously, because crying is an emotion.
Sure.
But I mean it's him. So
yeah.
I mean that's one thing. I mean even though it's turning the other person completely off, but I mean the only thing I could kind of suggest, and I have heard that this works in this situation a little bit, is try to reverse it a little bit. Try not to really give into that.
Try
emotion so much, that crying so much, like that's because that's, crying comes from like whether you're happy or sad, it's like overwhelming.
Yeah. So you said the opposite of crying would be laughing. You don't want to laugh after sex, so that would
no. No, but I mean, I think if he would just try to like be more aggressive about it, maybe a little bit, a little bit more passionate in that way, as opposed to just see what happens.
All right.
That's the best I could say. I think I could say try to like really tap into like being a little bit stronger, passion wise, instead of just feeling like the world's caving in.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at the end of whenever you're done with it, usually it's a big emotion. It's a big release. There's a big release that happens. lot of emotions.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happening there.
At the end. All right, hey, that's good advice. Thanks for calling us, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right, take care. All right, let's get a female's perspective here. Let's get to Alicia. Hi, Alicia.
Hey, Michael and Krista. What's up?
Hey,
what's up, girl? So what do you think here? Lance is written in. He's mm-hmm. crying after the sex, and now he doesn't. Girls are turned off a little bit by. What do you think? Have you ever had a guy cry afterwards?
No, not at all. And, you know, honestly, I thought, like, if we went on a date, we smash, everything's great, we start crying. Honestly, I would think, like, are you in a relationship? Are you having, like, remorseful thoughts?
Yes,
like,
good call, but, yes.
But you know what? Honestly, for him, I would just say be upfront about it. You know, every girl doesn't judge. You know, there are really some compassionate girls out there, and, you know, including me. So I would just say be upfront. Let him know. Not like the first date, but maybe like if things are going good, maybe the second or the third. Just kind of let him know. Put it on the table.
On the listen, I want to just congratulate you for being the first girl to say smash on the air. I just love that about you. You're my favorite girl ever. Hey, hang on a second. We're going to get you tickets to our Transformers the last night. You just made my day.
There it is.
Thank you. Yeah. I have fun. They are going to love that.
Yeah, you and four people are going to get into our premiere of Transformers the last night at Marcus Palace Cinema. I'll be there with Crush, and it'll be super fun.
I can't wait to see you guys. I always tune in.
I love it. You're awesome. And thanks for using Smash. I love that. Hang on a second, okay? You're the best. Funny. Hold on. We got to get some information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go.
There you go. 321-0931. What do you think? Lance has got some stuff going on. And you know, you never know what's causing it or what's happening. Lisa, have you gone through this before? Is this something you've dealt with? Or, you know, what's happening? Oh, yeah, we've got to do it this way.
I had a boyfriend for about a year, and about 6 months into it, he had started a new job and was super stressed out, and all of a sudden started crying every time after we had sex. It really freaked me out. I have to say, like, in the beginning, I didn't know what to do. You know, I thought I'd hurt him or something. You
right.
know? We started looking it up, too, and we found what you guys found. So,
cute.
Like I said, he had a really stressful job at the time, and so he started running and working out, and meditating really helped him. And so, once he got the stress under control, it went away.
So all his was stress related.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, as a female, how were you? Was it weird for you? I mean, I know you said you got used to it, but was it? I mean, did it take a long time? Is it something that if it would have kept going, could you still be in a relationship with him? I mean, was it affecting you at all as the female?
Yeah, no, totally. It was. Definitely, we had been together for 6 months, so I knew him well and was invested in the relationship. But if it had been someone straight off the street, I don't know that I would have stuck around.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not there to you know, help someone through a crisis when I just meet you.
Right.
I would just keep your eyes closed.
Yeah, it would have been a little bit of a turnoff if it had gone on for years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's some, you've dealt with it, and it was just stress, and maybe that's what's happening with Lance here. So that's very good advice. Thanks for calling us. We appreciate it.
Sure, thank you, guys.
Let's get to Jack this morning. Jack, what's going on, bud?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so any advice for Lance who's having a little... I mean, he's, I guess, saying it's a problem, crying after sex.
Yeah, you know, I hate to admit it, but, you know, I'm kind of going through the same problem myself.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, but you'd be really surprised. There's a whole online community out there. You know, it's really supportive.
Wow. This is so new. So, I mean, does this happen to you every time that, you know, you're going to, you know, have the big O?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. I find this so interesting.
Yeah, and that there's a whole new kids, a whole new thing we just learned on there's a Facebook group, there's groups online, Crimaxing is a big thing. So, have you always done this, Jack, or is this something new, or did it just happen? Because we had a call earlier from a girl who said her boyfriend was doing, but he was was very stress related, and then once his stress went away, he didn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I definitely think emotion plays a huge part of the outcome for sure.
Yeah. And what advice would you give Lance here? Just go with it, and whatever girl, if you're with a girl that likes you for you, she won't mind you crying.
Exactly. You know, there's someone for everybody out there. You just got to find them.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good advice. He's listening. So thanks for giving us a call here.
Yeah, hey, no problem.
All right. Bye-bye. 3-2-1.
I guess that makes sense because, you know, sometimes I'll cry because I'm so happy.
Yeah. We'll see. But maybe you could find somebody that also cries. Or what would be good is if you had a girl that laughs when she has an
orgasm. Because I want to sleep with a girl.
No, I'm just saying, for him, if he found a girl that laughs after the hippie dippy, he's crying, she's laughing, there's a lot of stuff
perfect.
Going on.
Yeah, look it'd be at like that. A party. Track, going a party on in your pants.
Marco and Krista mornings. 93.1 Jam.